show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past, present, and future.
High fly ball. Motley going back to the track. No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
This is the Kansas City Baseball Vault.
Hello and welcome to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. This is Michael Engel. I'm flying solo for this episode simply because this is more of a short episode. A couple of months ago, we had Clint Scholes down in Omaha. He was there for Storm Chasers Media Day. Well, earlier in the week, he was at a Storm Chasers game and was able to get into the clubhouse, ask some players some questions, and that's what we're bringing to you today. So what we've got here for this episode, it's going to be Clint Scholes talking with Christian Binford, who gives some very thoughtful responses to what he's working on in Omaha. Clint also talked with Mike Miner, who's in Omaha on a rehab assignment, and he's due to come back within about a week. I think June 9th is the official day that his rehab would expire and he'd need to be added to the roster. He also talked briefly with Hunter Dozier, who is tearing it up in AAA right now and playing very well for the Storm Chasers. And finally, we're going to have Clint talking with Ronnie Richardson, who is the director of minor league operations, who was in Omaha for that game. And he talked a lot about Whit Merrifield, who's doing great with the major league team, talked about Dozier and Ryan O'Hearn, who are both prospects playing a little bit of outfield to just be a little bit more versatile. Ronnie also talked about Chase Velo, who's a rookie level prospect with a ton of power. And Clint also asked him about Jake Junis, who's pitching extremely well, had a great May for AA Northwest Arkansas. So if you like this minor league kind of coverage, Clint specializes in this stuff. He's very good at talking to these executives and talking to the players. He's had a ton of Storm Chasers games. I would really recommend you follow him at Clint Scholes on Twitter, C-L-I-N-T-S-C-O-L-E-S. And he also posts the Diamonds in the Rough every morning for us on Baseball Prospectus Kansas City. So he's got your updates on Royals minor league affiliates, draft picks, and pretty much everything minor leagues. So he's a great follow. You definitely want to check out Baseball Prospectus Kansas City for that minor league information. Check out Clint as well. But without further ado, you're going to hear in order, you're going to hear Mike Miner talking about rehab assignment adjustments. Then you'll hear about Hunter Dozier and what he's working on right now in AAA. Next, you will hear Christian Binford, who talks, again, very, very eloquent in what he's talking about working on at the minor league level. And then finally, we will wrap up with Ronnie Richardson giving you a lot of really good information about assorted minor league things. As always, thank you guys for listening. We're going to have a full episode again this week, so you're definitely going to hear some analysis from myself and from Jeff Herr about this incredible run the Royals are on. But for today, it's going to be just a few minutes of Storm Chasers talk with Clint Scholes and some of these players. Thank you for listening.
It's now out of the way here. Kind of, how do you assess how the progress is going as maybe how you wanted it to be when you got up here?
I think today was a little better than the last two. Mm-hmm. Didn't walk as many guys, threw some better strikes. I think I'm close, but you know, not there yet.
Yeah, what's the most difficult part of this process along the way? Is it just not having what you're used to having at this point, or?
Yeah, I think I mean, there's just a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of travel. There's, you know, I'm in AAA facing guys that I don't really know. I don't really have the scouting report. And, you know, the scouting report, we had one today, and there was two guys in lineup that we didn't have anything on.
Right.
You know, you got to. Different catcher each time, and it's kind of those obstacles that you know, if you're in the big leagues, then you kind of have that rhythm going.
Right.
And here you don't really have that.
Yeah. Physically, how about that? Like, how's the process been? I mean, has it come along as you, I guess, expected when you went into that?
Yeah. I mean, everybody that I've talked to says it's just a really slow process. You know, I didn't pitch all last year, so I can't expect, you know, a whole lot. But I think with anybody being competitive and, you know, wanting to win and wanting to get guys out, and I expect more of myself right now, but you know, I feel like it's going to come.
How close do you say you are to maybe where you were right before?
I don't know. I feel like I'm far away, but I guess I'm closer than I think, I guess.
Yeah.
Yesterday they hit some balls hard, but I blame that more on me, you know, rather than them being good. Yeah.
With Tommy John, they say control is the last thing to come with labrum like you had. What have you talked to guys, and what do they say is the last thing to come?
Yeah, I mean, they say, yeah, that's what I've been focused on too, is the last couple starts. I've gotten hit a little bit more, and it's because I've thrown a lot of fastballs. Today we try to mix it up more, but the last two were, you know, whatever they do, yeah, it sucked, you know, them hitting it, but I wanted to be able to, you know, locate my fastball more. And that's what's been happening. It's been leaking over the middle of the plate. And today I threw some more quality pitches inside and out. And I got better as the game went on, I felt like.
Is that kind of part of this process, accepting the results and understanding the process?
Yeah, that's the hardest part, I think. It's going out there and, you know, kind of getting hit around, but sticking to your game plan and kind of working on things rather than focusing on what's going on in the field, you know, the outcome of the pitch.
When you're first starting out, you're about 91, 94 from reports. Today you're more 88, 90. Is that just letting it fly that first time out, and now you're working more on control? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Could have been day game. I don't know. Could have been anything. You know, I 94, and I get hit around, and today I'm 88, 90, and I don't get hit as much. So, I don't know.
Thanks, Mike.
And that was Mike Miner. Up next is Hunter Dozier.
You're having a real successful season for this year. What are some of the hitting mechanics changes you've made?
Just trying to stay more relaxed at the plate. Nothing really big mechanically. I'm just trying to, you know, have good rhythm up there and stay relaxed and stay with my approach.
Chino kind of told me you're trying to stay a little bit more upright, maybe slow down the hips a little bit.
Yeah, you could say that a little bit. I think last year I was just trying to get just pressing a little bit, and which causes that stuff to happen. In the past couple of days, I haven't had my best games, so trying to just get back to, you know, having a good approach and staying relaxed and just seeing the ball.
You went down to Instructs prior to the season. Kind of, is that just working, keeping in rhythm? What was the reason that you decided to do that?
To get some extra work in. I had a tough year last year, and really I just went down there to work with some of the coaches out there and just try to get on the same page of what I want to do and what the roles would like to see me do, and that was really it.
For a young player like you, obviously you don't want to root for an injury, but when somebody like Moustakas goes down at your spot, what's that mean for you?
Well, first off, I, you know, hate seeing that happen. He's a great ball player, great leader up in that team. It's going to hurt him up there. Hate to see that happen. You know, Chesler's really done well up there. But you hate to see injuries, but that does open up spots. But, you know, you can't really think about that. You just got to continue to play the game and not worried about getting called up or anything like that. And like I said, hate to see injuries.
Played a little bit in the outfield for Northwest Arkansas. Have you done that when you were younger or in college at all?
No. This is my first time out there.
What was that experience like?
I like it. I like it a lot. Can run around a little bit more. Not have to be so stationary at third. So I really like it.
Okay. That, again, was Hunter Dozier. Up next, Clint talked with Christian Binford.
You've had kind of an increased success this year. Have you changed something off last year?
Just going out with more confidence, knowing that it's harder to hit than it is to pitch. And the pitching coaches have really kind of let me go back to being what I do
comfortably and not trying to push new things as much. They're trying to do more small tweaks rather than big ones, and it has helped me immensely.
What were you tweaking before that you had kind of get away from?
Just different mechanical things, hands, where they are, placement, that kind of thing. But for me, it all comes down to timing. So once I get my timing down, all the pitches start to work better. And when timing gets thrown off in my mechanics, then it just doesn't have the same bite to it. So when they allowed me to kind of go back, it was kind of a nice little change and let me kind of get back on track.
When you talk about bite, are you talking specifically on your breaking ball? Or?
Everything. Fastball, extra life, change up, you know, depth, slider bite, yeah, all those.
So in the course of the season, kind of describe to fans that might not know, how much are you tweaking with other pitches? What are you doing during the course of the year and off season?
More working sequences. During the course of the year, you get a book on hitters. So you know what they like, don't like, and you need to work on how you're going to pitch the guys in the bullpen coming up and all that. So as far as pitches go, I'm a big feel guy. So if it doesn't feel right, my bullpen after I start, that's what I'm throwing the most of. But if it feels right, then I try to get in and out of my bullpen as fast as possible and just let it work.
Do you try to model your game after anybody?
Honestly, no. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I really don't. I just really like getting in and out of innings as fast as I can. That is what I like to do, and that's what I try to do every time I go out.
All right. Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That was Christian Binford, AAA pitcher for the Storm Chasers. And to finish up, this is Clint talking with Ronnie Richardson, Director of Minor League Operations for the Kansas City Royals baseball organization.
Talk to JJ before the season. He compared Fuentes to kind of Gregor Blanco, and we've seen the success that Witt and Eibner have up in the big leagues now. Who do you guys organizationally maybe compare those two guys to?
Well, I mean, those two guys, and Gregor Blanco is a great comparison just because I had him in Atlanta, and as well as seeing with Ray. I think Witt has a lot of versatility when you look at the things he can do. I don't want to compare him to anybody as a rookie right now just getting there, but the fact that he can play some second base, can play some outfield, just has the versatility to bounce around, play some third base, play some first base as well. Ben Zobrist was that kind of player when he was coming up with Tampa Bay, and he's shown ability. He's a switch hitter, so it's a little bit different, but Witt also has a lot of athleticism where he can steal a couple of bases as well. So we've been very happy with what he's able to do on a club. He's really a championship type player.
And then you got a couple guys at Double A. Hunter was doing it earlier this year. Now Ryan O'Hearn in the outfield. Is that something that you guys think they can do long term, or is it just maybe needs at Double A?
I think as we look at these players, we try to find as much versatility as possible. What's going to give them the best chance to compete for us at a higher level? And both guys are good athletes. Hunter being able to play some left field here, as well as play some third base. And offensively, he's doing some things he's done in the past. O'Hearn's played a little bit of outfield before at rookie ball, but the ability to go out there where there is a need at the highest level. Our job as a player development department is to get the best players as much opportunity as possible, and we try to put those guys in position to be successful. And they both have done a really good job adapting to that.
Jake Junis at Double A, outstanding month for the month. And what's the change between maybe where he was at with Low A, High A, to where what he's doing right now?
Well, Jake's continued to pitch well. He led our organization in his pitch last season, and he's been working with Steve Luber there at the Double A level. He's just been more aggressive with his stuff. His curveball's a little bit sharper, and he's really attacking the zone a lot better. I mean, you look at his numbers, he's got over a strikeout per inning, less than 3 walks per 9 innings. He's given up maybe 40 hits in 50 innings, give or take, adding his last outing in tonight. But overall, he's really been aggressive, attacking the strike zone with his pitches, and really just mixing it up pretty well, and it's really fun to see him continue to develop.
And then lastly, Chase DeLoe, obviously he's got big power. He's been putting up big numbers on the offensive side. Defensive side, he's struggling a little bit with the caught stealing numbers and the pass balls. What's he got to work on to improve that side of the game?
Well, Chase is a very young player. He's still one of the youngest players at that level, having a chance to play a half season there last year. And you picked a good night to talk about Chase. I think he just had 6 RBIs this past night with a home run. Might have been a triple away from the cycle, which is pretty tough for a catcher. But seeing what he's been able to do offensively, we feel that he's improving with his receiving. He has an above-average arm, ability to throw guys out. You got to look at the lower levels. A lot of times, it's not always on the catcher. The pitchers are working on their times to the plate, so you can't just throw that number out from a development standpoint. But we're happy with where he is. We think as he continues to catch, he continues to receive, he continues to work with Chino Jarajia and J.C. Boscon on a lot of the skills that we feel are important for a catcher. And as a young catcher, being able to handle a pitching staff is also very important. He's done a great job game calling. So he's got a lot of upside, a lot of potential. We feel he's going to have a chance to compete at a higher level, and we're excited where he is in his development.
Thank you for listening to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. You can follow us on Twitter at KC Baseball Vault. You can also find us on Baseball Prospectus Kansas City at bpkansascity.com. You can follow BPKC on Twitter at bprokansascity. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, through Stitcher, or whatever podcast app you like. And if you have any questions, comments, or if you just want to say hi, send those emails to kansascitybaseballvault@gmail.com.